Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time. For Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Do you believe in the power of a curse? Looking at the weathered ruins of Duckett's Grove, it's easy to imagine it in its heyday of glittering parties and gothic glory. Look closer, you might sense something supernatural at work. Legend has it that William Duckett's scorned lover placed a curse on the family, summoning a banshee whose dreadful wails foretold a sudden death within the family. The voices of the chattering servants and galloping hooves are said to echo across the grounds. Some even tell tales of a phantom horse in its carriage, said to be steered by William Duckett himself. In this episode, you will learn about the curse of Ireland's Duckett's Grove. Although only ruins now, the outline of the towers and the turrets of Duckett's Grove stand ominously against the horizon and surrounding countryside of the estate to which they have belonged for nearly two centuries. Duckett's Grove was originally a modest two-story house built in the style of its day in the mid-18th century by a descendant of the Duckett family who arrived to the townland of Neastown some 100 years previously. As the family grew in wealth and the social standing in both Carlow and Dublin City, it became clear that the somewhat ordinary family home was insufficient to meet the Duckett needs. Owner William Duckett married an heiress by the name of Harriet in order to further his aspirations of grandeur. In 1830, the services of Thomas A. Cobden, a renowned architect, were secured and work began on making Duckett's Grove a Gothic Revival masterpiece of epic proportion. With regal arches, neo-Gothic oriel windows, and grotesque added to the majestic towers, it became an imposing structure. Now believing his home was suitable for his social needs, William Duckett began to throw lavish parties inviting the socialites of Dublin to mingle with the area's wealthy and the Duckett family. William was somewhat of a philanderer and married his second wife, Maria Thompson, in 1895 when he was 73 years old, bringing her and her daughter Olive to reside at Duckett's Grove. William passed away in 1908 and was buried in a family plot in nearby Knocknarea. Maria continued to live in solitude at the mock Gothic castle as she and her daughter had become estranged. Finally, Maria abandoned the property in 1916 to live in Dublin. In a twist, when Maria died, she was still so furious with her daughter Olive that in her will, she left nothing but what was known as the angry shilling to her absentee offspring. Not wishing to be done out of her inheritance, Olive went to court in a week and a half long hearing. It was revealed that the mother and daughter had a tempestuous and physically violent relationship, much to the shock of the Dublin city social scene. Maria was given a cash settlement, and the Duckett's of Duckett's Grove were no more. Originally purchased by a farmer's collective, bickering and greed over shares led to default on payment, and the land commission stepped in and took over. During this time in the early 1920s, the IRA made use of Duckett's Grove for training purposes, and it was the base of its flying column, a mobile armed unit of soldiers. Despite the nature of its use post-Duckett, the Great House was well maintained until it was brought to a smoking shell by way of a catastrophic fire on April 20, 1933, the cause of which was never discovered. Although nothing but a husk, it would seem that the events within Duckett's Grove have left their mark, with several agitated spirits being witnessed over the decades, making the building's ruins a hotspot for numerous paranormal investigations, including America's Destination Truth in 2011. The most notorious entity identified is the Duckett's Grove Banshee. Banshees have forever been known as harbingers of death, but most connected to families, and more than a few of these wailing spirits seeking death for revenge and torment. In this instance, the Banshee is the result of Pisiog, a curse placed on a family and family to bring about death, despair, and financial ruin. This particular curse was cast by the angry, grieving mother of a young girl who had been having an affair with William Duckett. The young girl was riding on his estate when she fell from her horse. The bringer of death can be heard shrieking on the wind through the ruins of Duckett's Grove from the towers for 2 days and 2 nights, with stories of those that have heard her suffering fatality and family tragedy. Noted accounts include a woman who dropped dead in the grounds and a worker in the garden who heard the feared cry and whose mother died the following morning. Servants have distinctly been heard working in what was formerly the kitchens and pantry, and a phantom horse and carriage has rode up to the former entrance. Disembodied voices, bangs, floating balls of light, and spectral shadows are just a few more of the paranormal phenomena to occur in the castle. Apparitions of various figures believed to be members of the Duckett family have also been seen, including what is believed to be the ghost of William Duckett himself, riding a horse on the estate. The Ducketts had extremely strong ties to the Protestant Church and a vocalized hatred of Catholicism, so some investigators have provoked heightened paranormal responses from the entities of Duckett's Grove by bringing Catholic relics such as rosary beads to investigations. Now Duckett's Grove is a hollow shell, with tourists and paranormal enthusiasts exploring the former lavish estate over the years. For those who look at the Gothic skeleton that remains, it is a statuesque reminder of the opulent and lavish lifestyle that used to be lived within. For those who are braver, the ruins provide a hive of paranormal occurrences to be witnessed from the brightest and the busiest tourist days to the dead of night. With a family history of materialism, violence, and infidelity, and with the Duckett family motto of, "Let us be judged by our acts," it is little wonder, therefore, that the noble family and those whose lives they touched remain the eternally restless residents of Duckett's Grove.
Slaughter an evil clown, and after the evil clown is tries to take on a vampire guild. So hush, little baby, don't you cry, or daddy and the whole family will die.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.